has compassion on Jacob, and again chooses Israel and settles them on their own land. Then strangers will join them and attach themselves to the house of Jacob. The peoples will take them along and bring them to their place. And the house of Israel will make them their own possession in the land of the Lord as male and female servants. And they will take their captors captive and will rule over their oppressors. And it will be on the day when the Lord gives you rest from your hardship, your turmoil, and from the harsh service in which you have been enslaved, that you will take up this taunt against the king of Babylon and say, how the oppressor has ceased, and how the onslaught has ceased. The Lord has broken the staff of the wicked, the scepter of rulers, which used to strike the peoples in fury with unceasing strokes, which subdued the nations in anger with unrestrained persecution. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into shouts of joy. Even the juniper trees rejoice over you, and the cedars of Lebanon sing. Since you have been laid low, no tree cutter comes up against us. Shield below is excited about you, to meet you when you come. It stirs the spirits of the dead, for you all the leaders of the earth. It raises all the kings of the nations from their thrones. They will all respond and say to you, even you have become weak as we. You have become like us. Your pride and the music of your harps have been brought down to Sheol. Maggots are spread out as your bed beneath you, and worms are your covering. How you have fallen. Have been cut down to the earth, you who defeated the nations. But you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. And I will sit on the Mount of Assembly in the recesses of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. Nevertheless, you will be brought down to Sheol, to the recesses of the pit.
Those who see you will stare at you. They will closely examine you, saying, is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world like a wilderness and overthrew its cities, who did not allow his prisoners to go home? All the kings of the nations lie in glory, each in his own tomb. But you have been hurled out of your tomb like a rejected branch, clothed with those killed who have been pierced with the sword, who go down to the stones of the pit like a trampled corpse. You will not be united with them in burial, because you have ruined your country, you have killed your people. May the descendants of evildoers never be mentioned. Prepare a place of slaughter for his sons because of the wrongdoing of their fathers. They must not arise and take possession of the earth and fill the surface of the world with cities. I will rise up against them, declares the Lord of armies, and eliminate from Babylon name and survivors, offspring and descendants. I will also make it the property of the hedgehog and swamps of water, and I will sweep it away with the broom of destruction, declares the Lord of armies.
Has sworn, saying, certainly just as I have intended, so it has happened, and just as I have planned, so it will stand to break Assyria in my land, and I will trample him on my mountains. Then his yoke will be from them, and his burden removed from the shoulders. This is the plan devised against the entire earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out against all the nations. For the King Ahaz died, this pronouncement came, do not rejoice, Philistia, all of you, because the rod that struck you is broken, for from the serpent's root